Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Adolescent pregnancy is intrinsically linked to maternal and child mortality, endangering the lives of both mothers and babies and impeding healthy development. The lack of effective measures to prevent early pregnancy and to provide adequate care to pregnant adolescent girls constitutes an enormous barrier for countries to achieve the health-related Millennium Development Goals, especially Goals 4 and 5. Adolescent pregnancy constitutes a fundamental threat to the realisation of children's and adolescents' right to health. It is a multidimensional problem that reflects health inequities both between and within countries. Within countries, adolescent pregnancy disproportionately affects ethnic minorities and disadvantaged adolescents. Poverty and poor education are at the heart of the problem. In many countries, the precarious socioeconomic conditions of girls force them to establish relationships with older men to improve their living conditions. In addition, school absence during adolescent pregnancy is very high, which also limits opportunities in life and exposes them to violence in all its forms. If adolescents and their children's rights are to be fulfilled, adolescent pregnancy must be seen as a public health challenge that requires an integrated response across different sectors. Considering this, World Vision and its partners would like to make the following recommendations in relation to the report A65/13. 1. Member states should take into consideration the issue of child abuse in the context of adolescent pregnancy, and special attention should be given to child protection and on adolescents from 10 to 14 years old. 2. The sexual and reproductive health rights of adolescents must be taken into consideration. Access to family planning services that are tailored to the needs of different stages of adolescence is crucial to avoid early pregnancy, repeat pregnancy, and unsafe abortions that result in premature and unnecessary deaths. 3. Health systems must provide prenatal and postnatal services through multidisciplinary teams that provide adequate and culturally acceptable care to pregnant adolescent girls and their families, including during and after birth, in order to ensure the survival and healthy development of the adolescent mother and her child. 4. Member states should implement policies that prioritise the provision of adequate food and nutritional supplementation for preconception care and for pregnant adolescent girls. The supply of proteins, calcium, iron, vitamin A and folic acid are of particular importance in order to reduce child mortality related to low birth weight and preterm birth. 5. WHO should prioritise the issue of adolescent pregnancy, allocating the necessary human and financial resources to provide technical support for member states to deal with the problem. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.